we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy.
You've had a little bit of time now to adjust to daylight saving season, around 3 weeks, though I'll still say we're in that period of time, parents, where trying to settle the kids when the sun hasn't set fully yet is a bit of a pain. However, while we've been set for weeks, over this weekend, the UK has changed out of their daylight saving period with their clocks moving back for hour. So that happened between Saturday and Sunday night. So when this change occurs, our smartphones now make the adjustment automatically. They make it easy for us. The clocks you really have to worry about is any analog clocks, your car clock, and maybe, if you're really pedantic, the microwave or oven. But that's a little bit of a stretch, right? 3 weeks later here in SA, have you ticked all those boxes? I'd be impressed if you had. At most, maybe we've got, what, 3-4 clocks that need to be adjusted per home? That might be generous too. Then spare a thought for the two members of the Queen's Royal Collection Trust staff who over this weekend have reportedly spent more than 40 hours collectively changing more than 1,000 clocks. In the Windsor Castle estate alone, the royal collection of clocks amounts to around 400, with another 600 at Buckingham Palace and 50 at the Palace of Holyrood House. There are also a couple of huge tower clocks on the list to be tackled. So a gentleman by the name of Fyodor van der Broek is in charge of the Windsor Castle collection. And according to the BBC, he spent around 16 hours this weekend changing 400 clocks. That is a tedious task. There are around 250 in the castle itself and 7 tower clocks. And speaking to the BBC, Fyodor said, "It's just myself and I have one colleague at Buckingham Palace who changes all the clocks there. People are amazed that at Windsor Castle and Buckingham Palace, there is a small time zone in the kitchen where the clocks are always 5 minutes fast. That's to make sure the food arrives on time. It's a constant reminder that that's important. It's kind of what I do with my car. My car clock always ran a little bit fast. It always felt like you just had a little bit of extra time to get somewhere." Fyodor has a little bit of a love for clocks, saying they were the supercomputers of their time. Now we buy a really modern smartphone, but back then, if you wanted to show off, you bought the latest clock. So now his normal job consists of one full day every month just winding up the mechanical clocks to keep the pendulum swinging. That's one full day every month. So let's let this inspire us this morning. If Fyodor can manage nearly 1,000 clocks, we can all make sure ours are set. There's the bar.